Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the morning commute on this awesome monochromatic Memorial Day Monday. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to monochromatic Memorial Day Monday.
Yes,
absolutely. Where the truth of God is still black and white.
Yep, and we are blessed because those who have gone before us that paid the ultimate price for us to have the most amazing, awesome, most powerful nation ever to exist in the history of the world.
That's right.
And we live here. And the reason why we're able to enjoy this is because, well, the Lord blessed us, and it did not come without a fight.
Absolutely.
And it came with quite a cost, a lot of blood spilled.
Yep.
For us to be able to have this amazing country. So we remember those who paid that ultimate sacrifice for us.
Yep.
I mean, our King Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice and spilled his blood for us so that we could be blessed.
Right. And he was the one that said the ultimate example of love is giving your life for your brother.
Yeah. There's no greater love than to give your life for your friends.
That's right.
So, we salute those who had to pay the ultimate price. So,
well, isn't that truth? The truth. And a lot of us have family that, you know, they've fought in multiple different wars, or the World War One or World War Two back in their history, and either
Korea,
lost their
Vietnam.
Lives or yep. lost limbs and made it back home, that kind of thing. And we don't see a whole lot of that today in our culture, just because nearly all of the World War II vets have passed away at this point. But still, there are a lot of veterans out there. And so, by and large, we are untouched by war in this generation, you know.
In this country, anyway. I mean, you know,
right.
plenty of soldiers and sailors and airmen also paid the ultimate price in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, so we don't want them to be forgotten, especially.
That's right.
You know, on the withdrawal of Afghanistan, you know, it was tragic and senseless that any more soldiers had to die on that day when they abandoned Bagram and Afghanistan. And so.
Especially, I mean, now that we're seeing the news come out that Afghanistan and Iran are now going to be
yes.
at war. And of course, all of the pictures show the Afghan leaders with U.S. weapons.
Yep. Way to go, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now the Taliban has officially declared war on Iran. Yep. Iran has got columns of armor now moving to the border with Afghanistan. They've already exchanged gunfire. The Afghanis are lining up, they're setting up artillery, which is, you know, largely going to be U.S. military.
Right.
So, you know, more, I mean, it's not like, what a bummer, they're going to war against Iran. You know, nothing,
yeah, well,
nothing
you know,
lost there.
Yeah, exactly. Two enemies fighting each other. Huh? Well,
right.
I would have to say that the Afghanistan troops are probably going to win because our weaponry is superior. So,
yeah.
You know, chances are if they can figure out how to use it correctly.
If they figured out how to fly our helicopters yet, I'm
that's
not
right.
sure. But anyway, so yeah, just remember the real reason is, you know, running around on your four-wheelers and boats and camping and everything else going on, that really the real reason that we take this weekend to remember those.
That's right.
Those people. So
that gave everything.
Yep. We're very thankful for them. Okay. Now, let's see. We got the word
And also, I mean, some other fantastic things happened this weekend. We failed to cover the Feast of Pentecost. unfortunately. I mean, there's
that's a big deal.
It is. It's huge. And we also found out that King David's birthday lands on Pentecost.
Yes.
So I was surprised to find that out. I never knew that.
We learned that in a sermon this weekend, and we looked at each other and went, what? Happy birthday, King David.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. No kidding.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kinda cool to find it was. That out.
Yeah. A lot of really neat stuff that happened on Saturday. And like you said, though, we looked at each other and went, how could we have missed
that? Yeah.
It's the Feast of Pentecost. So 50 days after the
Passover,
right.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that was kind of a cool surprise as well.
Right. No kidding.
So happy Pentecost, all these Pentecostals that don't even know what the Pentecost is.
Right. Well, and plus we missed announcing that as well. I mean, we're so crammed for trying to get all our information in such a short time.
Yeah.
And so darn it.
Yeah, it happens. All right. Now let's get into the word of the day.
Yes, let's do. So, Friday night, I had a dream that the Lord actually told me that where we're at right now is in Daniel, that we need to cover Daniel. And this was in a dream that he was telling me this. Yeah. So I was telling everybody, okay, everybody, we need to read Daniel. We need to cover it. And so you and I pulled up a couple different Perry Stone research sermons about the book of Daniel.
And specifically the verses 10 and 11.
Yes.
Or chapters
11 and 12.
Oh, there we go.
And so it's just, that's what we're going to cover. I mean, geez, if that's sent to me in a dream that you need to share this, and this is what's going on right now, then we will. And so it was cool because, I posted on the channel Friday night. I said, well, let's go, you know, happy Sabbath, everybody. And now let's go check in and see what the Ancient of Days has going on, right? And so we're starting here in Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 through 14, that reads under the title of Vision of the Ancient of Days.
Wow.
So cool.
Didn't even plan that.
I didn't plan that. I didn't know that. I didn't know we were going to have anything to do with Daniel on Friday when we started this. And I thought, let's look up the Ancient of Days, right? So that's just extremely awesome. Okay, so it reads under the title, Vision of the Ancient of Days. I watched till thrones were put in place and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from him. A thousand thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain, and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Hmm. And that's it.
Cool. That's quite the description.
It is. I mean, gosh.
That was Daniel's vision of the throne. Well,
the vision of the Ancient of Days. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. And the Ancient of Times when in heaven. I mean, this is cool because it describes both what is happening on earth and while simultaneously happening in heaven, right?
Yes.
When he is, then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom. So Daniel's witness to Jesus being given a kingdom.
Right.
And
the kingdom that will last forever.
Yes.
And he's ruling on earth.
Right. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. Boy, we talk about Dominion and Fox News and all this other nonsense going on. Well, there's a Dominion for you.
Yeah. Well, you aren't kidding. And some of the sermons that we watched drew parallels between Revelation and John's writing, John the Revelator, in the book of Revelations, and Daniel.
Yeah.
Comparing and contrasting what each of them saw and recorded, they didn't both see the same things. And actually, right. John was revealed more than what Daniel was revealed.
Right, yeah, because Daniel was asked to seal it up until the right time.
Right, yeah, when there would be knowledge and people would be going to and fro and
right.
more revelation and more understanding about Daniel's writings would be made known.
Yeah, through John.
Right. Plus the time that we're in. I mean, look at the understanding that we have now through some of these biblical scholars that are revealing things that just kind of have gone over our heads for generations.
Right.
You know, now here we are in the end times and
suddenly it starts to make sense.
Right. New discoveries are being made and connections, dots are being connected between prophecy and, you know, in the scripture that is revealing more to us than previous generations had revealed to them.
Right, exactly.
Even though they have the same scripture, the same Bible, you know, there we are understanding more.
Right. Well, and it's interesting too, because there's the mind melder where there's Daniel and John. They're at the same time in heaven.
Right.
Both being shown different things that they're to record and share.
Yes.
And they're there at the same time. In fact, they even see each other.
Right.
And so, you know, of course...
and they're hundreds of years apart on earth.
That's right.
But when you're in heaven, you're outside the realm of time.
Yep.
So that's amazing thing.
Extremely cool.
And they're looking at things that are still yet to be fulfilled for us. I mean, for our time on earth, there's still future for us, but coming up very quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, we ran across something else very interesting on Saturday as well, because you know, we're looking up different things about. Well, Daniel, and we ran across the fact that it was Henry Kissinger's birthday. In fact, this is what started off all the birthday information.
Oh, right.
And so it turns out that yes, Henry Kissinger was 100 years old on Saturday.
Wow.
And we went, oh my gosh, of all of, you know, the face of evil, he's the face of evil. And there's this quote by him who said, who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. And
Yeah.
of course he's been in power over the USA for 53 years this year.
Yeah, since Nixon.
Yeah. And in fact he's the one that has been the one to tell the CIA to go in and control all the other nations' election outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been in charge of all of that nefarious garbage.
Major influencer on the advancement of globalism, for sure.
Right.
Or specifically America's role in the globalist agenda.
Right. And what is also interesting, because here we are studying Daniel, and This is a statement that Henry Kissinger made in The Economist in November 2008. He said, now that the clay feet, referring to Daniel's vision, right? Now that the
clay... Or Nebuchadnezzar's vision and Daniel's interpretation of it.
Yes. Yeah. And he says, now that the clay feet of the economic system have been exposed, the gap between a global system for economics and the global political system based on the state must be addressed as a dominant task. And so here we've got this man who is anti-God, anti-US, and he's reading through the Bible and using it to twist for the globalists' own advantage.
He's referencing a prophetic scriptural depiction of the final kingdom.
Right.
you know, the feet of clay and yep. iron, which is the last kingdom, which is where we are now.
Right.
And and he's speaking in, what, this was 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, very recent, just on the cusp of this final chapter that we're going into.
Right. And there he's cheating. He's, you know, that's like the devil reading the Bible so that he can try to tempt Jesus and pull something over on him. That's the same thing. When somebody that is anti-Christian, anti-Christ, and anti-God and reads the Bible, they're doing it to, you know, for their own nefarious purposes.
Right.
And so
you think that if they were versed enough, well enough to understand terms and phrases from the Bible, if they read the whole thing, it would be, you don't have to read the whole thing to understand that you're on the wrong side
yeah.
of things.
I know, exactly.
You know, right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they have no chance. I mean, if they're using it because they know that the prophecy is true, then what are they missing about the conclusion?
Well, they're trying to find out what their role is going to be in the Antichrist kingdom.
How bizarre. How bizarre. Apparently,
What do I get to do?
Yeah, well, they'll find out soon enough, especially the fact that he's 100 years old, for crying out loud. It's just like Marjorie Taylor Greene says. She just turned, 48 years old?
49.
At 49, and you know, most of the people, Biden has been in government for longer than she is old.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's talking about how all of the old communists, they just keep kicking and staying in government well past kind of
all
coherent
of
age.
All of those people, decades. I mean, they make the case for term limits.
No kidding.
You know, because obviously term limits are, you know, by the voter, you know, if they're bad, you just vote them out. We don't need term limits because if you got a good one in there, you don't want him to have to leave.
Yeah.
Well, it's not working out that way, is it?
Yeah. Speaking of dominion.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the scum are clinging to Washington, D.C., and the good people are getting railroaded, ran out, or just burned out, or whatever. So we're already losing the good people, the few that are there.
Right.
And the worst of the worst continue on for decades.
I know. They're like the Energizer Bunny. They just keep ticking and ticking.
Yeah. If this wasn't the end times and we were going to have a revolution and we were going to reset everything and restore Americanism, term limits would have to be absolutely at the top of the list.
Yep, that's
among several other things.
But, for sure.
Well, we are running long here, so let's go ahead and take a break real quick here. The segment one brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you ready, rapture ready. Learn all about that at JesusAppears.com. We'll be back with more. Segment two is coming right up. The Son of Man.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic, to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute. And we want to remind you that we are listener-supported. And we do have a couple commercial sponsors, but largely we are supported by you. So we ask that you prayerfully consider helping us in some way, a small way, a one-time contribution, or setting up $5 or $10 a month, $20 a month, something that won't break you, but it will help us out and it all adds up. And you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab to learn about that. And also, we got some gear in the American Redoubt Gear Store.
We sure do. Yeah. If it's actually cheaper for you guys not to buy the gear and to just maybe feel like donating $5 a month or something, that would be way less expensive. But if you want to actually get something for your money and you want to buy a t-shirt or hat or something, we've got the one that we're promoting today is the No Vote, No Nation t-shirt.
Oh boy, yeah.
That on the front, it has the quote from Joseph Stalin. And it says, those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the vote decide everything.
Boy, not the truth.
Yep.
Speaking of counting the votes. Yes. Oh, by the way, you can go to that Redoubt Gear Store by going to radiofreeredoubt.com. And on the right-hand side, just scroll down until you find that Redoubt Gear Store banner. Yeah.
Right. Yep. And that's the quickest way to get there. So, yeah, we've got this. I've got this video here. Unfortunately, it's just a surveillance video, so there's no sound to go with it. However, it describes this new video evidence of Maricopa election officials illegally breaking into sealed election machines after they were tested, reprogramming memory cards and reinstalling them. And then it says 59% of these machines would shut down on election day in GOP areas. They've been caught.
Wow.
And so here it is. I mean, you can see them. There's two women and one man that are going around to each of these machines. And they've got it on video.
Wow.
And they're illegally breaking into them.
We'll post this on the Telegram channel, the
yep.
Morning Commute Telegram channel.
Yep, that's
here right.
Right
after the show. So,
yep, you can see it for yourselves.
Good stuff. And there's some other good stuff, too. The FBI whistleblowers are stepping forward. And you've got an audio clip here. Why don't you describe for the listeners real quick what set them up so they know what they're listening to.
Garrett O'Boyle of the FBI, who is the FBI whistleblower, he's stating that the response has been overwhelming and that he had not expected any of this to happen while, all of these interviews are going on, but people are coming forward and talking to him. And so this is, again, Garrett O'Boyle giving an interview with Newsmax. Listen to what he has to say.
Thank you for having me. And the response has been overwhelming. I did not expect any of this to happen, to be doing interviews like this. But on top of that, lots of people who are still working for the FBI and even retired agents have been reaching out to me, all of them in support, all of them saying, we saw the things that you're talking about, or the ones who are still in the FBI saying, we see the things you're talking about. So it's not just me seeing these things. It's not just the other whistleblowers I testified with. A lot of people inside the agency see it. And hopefully many more will start stepping up and speaking out now.
Yeah, Garrett, we commend you. This was really riveting last week to see this play out. You said the rot at the headquarters level is all the way to the top. I would estimate that probably 20% of the agency, the senior executive staff level, is probably not all of them, you say, but the lion's share has a distorted and twisted view at the agency. That was a comment that you made last week. I'd like to bring in you, Jesse, and just... how does Garrett get his life back?
You know, that's a great question. Let me just tell you why it's such an honor to represent this man. Is he's somebody who his entire adult life has put his life on the line, his freedom on the line, his family on the line for this country. First in the military, then as a police officer, then as an FBI agent. And the FBI, unfortunately, has become an organization that is based on fear. And fear is a very powerful emotion. They are using fear against Americans, and they're using fear now against their own employees to try to get them to stop from coming forward and speaking out. And that can be contagious. But what is more contagious, I think, is courage. And the courage of Gerardo Boyle coming forward and saying, I'm not going to let you crush me. I'm not going to let you keep me down, is something that is, I think, going to have a huge, huge impact on this country. And Gerard is going to be known as one of the heroes that, by coming forward, has really saved our country. Because I believe we're going to win this battle against the politicalization government in the long run. And so that legacy for him, I think, is going to be powerful. And the support that he's been getting from the American people, I think, is, he'd probably tell you, it helps power him through this right now. So I'm very optimistic about the future.
Okay, Garrett, just quick response to that. Have you heard from the FBI since your testimony?
Just briefly, the day after. The week prior to the testimony, they emailed me, and I don't find that coincidental, and they wanted to schedule an interview for the day after my testimony. Jesse and his team and I, we decided to reschedule that because we thought they were trying to trip me up somehow, and I think that is the case. And so the day after, they emailed me to try to schedule a date to interview with them, and other than that, haven't really heard from them much at all in the last 8 months. Hmm.
Well, that is remarkable for these whistleblowers. There are patriots in the FBI. The FBI has drawn, because just their reputation alone has drawn the Boy Scouts, right? The patriots. They want to do the right thing. They want to get the bad guy. They want to be part of the elite, part of the best,
yeah,
reputably.
The best of the best.
Right. And, you know, then they find out that it has been not just politicized, it's been weaponized.
Yep.
And so we're thankful for these guys that are willing to step forward. You know, we follow John Guandolo, who was ousted by calling out the Islamic threat, you know.
Right.
And, you know, now he's continuing service outside the FBI, but there are a lot of them out there. The top tier needs to go. They just need to start chopping heads.
Well, and I like the encouraging message that his attorney had when he said, what is more contagious is courage. And that he says that we're going to win this battle against the politicization in the near future.
Yeah,
and so that's encouraging, and especially with Congress going for the throat on these guys. So.
Yep.
Good thing.
All right. Well, there's a little bit of encouragement. So you guys, you have a blessed day out there. You be safe getting back home from Memorial Day weekend, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.